Good evening, everybody. This is the PNB Coordinating Committee meeting for Tuesday, April 19th, 2011. And it's 7:39 p.m. Central Time. Let's see. What do you like to be secretary for tonight, or at least call the roll until we get a temporary secretary? So I can call the roll. Somebody will make note of that. Don't everybody speak up at once. Just for tonight, remember?
Thank you, Bill. If you could call the roll, that'd be great.
Okay, but somebody else needs to write it down. It's hard for me to do that while I'm...
Are there any volunteers?
Yeah. Remember last month we decided to rotate it around.
You want me to volunteer?
If you have time, that'd be great.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Hold on, is that someone else talking about that? No. Okay.
All right, from the beginning here.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Lydia Brisson. You still here, Lydia?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
And Summer? You're here. Afia Wangaza?
Here.
Okay. Hi, Sophia. Kimmery Orendorf? Can't hear you, Kimmery. Carolyn?
Here, Carolyn here.
Carolyn Burden. Nia Bediako?
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg? Can't hear you, Tracy. I think she stepped away. Teresa Allen?
Here.
Arlene Engelhart? I think she's joining us later, I believe. LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Okay, I'm Bill Crozier, and I'm here. Okay, so we have quorum. And from the... Let me read the draft agenda that was sent out. One call to order, two roll call, which we just did, three approval of agenda, four choose temporary secretary, five approval of January 5th... Hi, Arlene. Number five, approval of January 5th, February 10th, and March 10th meeting minutes, sent separately. Six, alternatives to in-person PNB meeting to cover what's needed. Possibilities are all-day teleconferences with audio conference set up at each station, more frequent special meetings / teleconferences, or other. Seven, develop a PNB agenda for the next April 27th PNB meeting. Eight, develop proposed bylaws amendments, or at least start on that. First was reduce number of mandatory in-person meetings instead of four to between two and four. Second is to allow for regular monthly PNB telephonic meetings. And the third is to make bylaws easier to amend, see the amendment proposed last year for Article 17. That's on the Pacifica website. Confirm the next meeting date, tentatively May 17th. And I neglected to mention we don't have a June date. We might need to add that too. Review action items and adjourn. Anything want to change on the agenda, anybody? Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
I move that we approve the agenda. This is Teresa.
Okay. All right. Any objections? Okay, hearing none, then the temporary agenda is adopted. We had choose a temporary secretary. Gordon?
Excuse me, would you resend it? I don't have it.
Okay, oh yeah, your email was bouncing. I'm sorry. Okay, hold on a second. We had Summer agreed to be temporary secretary for the beginning of the meeting. I don't know if you want to continue for the rest of this meeting, Summer.
Well, keep in mind, I am working on a phone to type the minutes up here. So,
know,
if there was somebody that could do it a little more conveniently, that would probably be easy. I've gone ahead and made note of the role in an email, which I'm going to send to you. So I don't know if there's anyone that wants to volunteer who's actually, you know, at a computer to the internet. Otherwise, I will go ahead and do it.
Somebody else like to do it? I mean, Summer's chair, she's going to be busy with lots of things. Of course, I know everybody's busy.
I can't do the minutes. I'm in the car.
Who's that?
Teresa.
That was Teresa. Oh, and I just sent you the minutes to your the AOL address. Is that correct? You started
yes.
seeing that one? Okay. I mean, not the minutes, but the draft agenda. Okay. Any other takers for secretary for tonight?
Doesn't sound like it, huh?
Okay, we'll need somebody next month, remember, okay? Okay.
There you
Bill, point of information?
Yes, Carolyn.
Do you have a list set up of this committee's members? I don't have it right handy. If I send you the agenda, can you distribute it easily, or should I just go ahead and try and create it?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, I'll ship it to you, and that'll be the fastest way. Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's see. Okay, on minutes. Do we have minutes for the January and February meeting, Tracy? Are you back with us? Can't hear you, Tracy. She was here before we started the meeting. Did anybody remember getting the January or February minutes? I think she'd indicated to me last month that January ones were out, but she had not done the February ones then, but that was a month ago. Okay, so
are we on item 4 on the agenda? Approval of minutes?
Yes, number 5.
5, okay.
Okay, so did anybody see the March 10th meeting minutes? I made a mistake. I misspelled Arlene's last name. But any other corrections?
I move approval.
Okay. Nia moves approval. Any objections or any other corrections?
What are they?
Hearing none. Somebody have something? Okay, hearing none, then the March 10th meeting minutes are approved. And if we get Tracy back on the line, we can ask her about January and February. Let's see. Number 6 on the agenda, alternatives to the in-person PNB meeting to cover what's needed. At the last PNB meeting, the PNB voted to not have another in-person meeting until September. So there's usually a lot of things to cover at the in-person meeting. So if we don't have a regular in-person meeting, I guess we need to decide what to do so that we can handle all the things that we need to handle. Some of the proposals were to have one or more, maybe a single day teleconference, all day teleconference, possibly with an audio setup at each station where people could go to each station and then the affiliates could call in from home, or more frequent the special meetings by everybody individually calling in. Or anybody else have any other suggestions? I guess we're open to discussion, whatever you want to do.
Summer to the stack.
Okay, Summer.
Yeah, I know that Kathy Davis did notice at the last meeting that she would be putting forward a motion to rescind the motion to have only one more in-person meeting for the year, so I'm not sure that it's necessarily entirely productive. We could come out with maybe some suggestions, but I don't know that, you know, we may spend a lot of time here tonight trying to work out an alternative to not having 2 meetings, and that may go up in smoke at the next meeting. So I'm throwing it out there as an issue because that does concern me in terms of how much time we spend working out an alternative if, in fact, it may get entirely changed a week from now anyhow. So, and we won't know until we're actually at the meeting what happens with that. So I do agree that we probably need to schedule a June phone meeting because we're not obviously going to have time for an in-person meeting in June, regardless of what happens next week. But anyway, that's all. That's my concern is, you know, we maybe should come up with some ideas, but I don't know if they should be set in stone because we don't know what's going to happen at the regular PNB meeting.
This is Lydia. Can you add me?
Hey, Lydia?
Yeah. Hi,
Lydia.
Yes. Pardon?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Now, I was going to say, regardless of that motion, I do think that this is a separate issue. I think that what you put on the agenda was not specific to the lack of in-person meetings. What you had said was that we never seem to finish our business on the telephone meeting. And much of that business can't be postponed indefinitely until the in-person meetings regardless. So I do think that we do need to come up with some mechanism, just some practical mechanism that can perhaps streamline the time that we spend on these telephone conferences. And now, thanks to Tracy, who's brought to our attention the significant expense to these teleconference calls. So some simple things like perhaps we can say if chairs can put out the agenda 7 days in advance, and if we can email the things that we would like to add to the agenda, a great deal of time is often wasted on developing that agenda and approving it at the beginning of the meeting. And so there are a number of simple steps. I have found that if boards or committees are prepared in advance, so again, it's just incumbent on the entire membership to be more disciplined and try to prepare things in advance, I think that we could save an inordinate amount of time. But we might give that some thought, not be resolved at this meeting, but for us to all start thinking along those lines as well.
Okay.
Carolyn,
just let me add a point of information. Carolyn just forwarded me the agenda for the coordinating committee, but I think that was for tonight. What we needed to forward was the P&B agenda for the last P&G meeting. Was that right?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, actually. Thank
you,
Carolyn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
And if I could make, can I respond to what Lydia brought up in terms of the...
Let me see
if
somebody else that hasn't spoken yet.
Sure, afterwards. Thank you.
Okay. Others want to speak on this?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, Carolyn?
Yeah, I'd like to make a point that one of the things that the P&B agreed on long ago was that any proposal should be accompanied by an estimate of how much it was going to cost. And I think the question of the comparison between teleconferences and real meeting, in-person meetings, is instructive. So I don't think we should be in any haste, despite the resolution that was passed, to cancel in-person meetings, especially on the basis of cost. Teleconferences, video conferences are very expensive. They're relatively new. They're new to us. And the time we spend getting up to speed is going to be expensive. So I would like any motion made regarding changes to our bylaws to be accompanied by estimate of how much it will cost.
Okay. Others before we get to Summer again?
I said me, Will. I wish you didn't hear me.
Oh, Nia? Go ahead. Okay.
Yes.
Teresa.
Okay, I got you, Teresa. Go ahead, Nia.
Yes. I think we do need to be efficient, like Lydia said. And it's managing the meeting in such a way that, you know, we don't, I'm not saying that we shouldn't extend time, but not having people speak over and over and over and constantly butt in or editorialize when someone is speaking. All that stuff wastes time. Another thing is, but for example, this agenda, there are items on there that have been there for 4 or 5 months, and we're carrying them over to this new board. Now, it's really funny. The local social board meeting, there were some directors who said that old items locally shouldn't be carried over to this year's board. However, I pointed out the inconsistency. You know, some of those very same directors do that on the Pacifica National Board, and of course, you know, that went over you know what.
Excuse me.
So I think we need to be consistent, especially things that are against the bylaws. I mean, wanting to throw somebody off the board, that's against the bylaws. Those things should be ruled out of order, and they should not be on the agenda. And that's where, you know, Summer's role is very important. I mean, granted, she can be challenged. You know, but I think something is out of order or it's against the bylaws. It shouldn't be on there, although having one more meeting is also in violation of the bylaws. However, due to our financial circumstances, we definitely cannot afford to have another meeting. My question is, what is it that people are saying that we need to discuss at the in-person meeting that cannot be done over the phone? For the advocates of another meeting in June, that will help to shape my decision.
Okay, Teresa.
I don't know whether she wanted an answer to her question right now, but I agree with Lydia that we should discuss some options. I find that a lot of time has passed since our our last meeting. And if those people who are willing to give up 3 days for an in-person meeting would just be willing to give an extra hour or two on some of our telephone conferences, I think that we could get a lot more accomplished. I know it's stressful when you have to be at work the next day, but if we would be willing to have a few extra Saturday meetings, for example, I think that we could get a lot of work done. And it was frustrating to me that the same people that were so stressed out about not having an in-person meeting got pretty upset to have to extend our meeting an extra hour. You know, even if you're on the East Coast, you know, if you have to lose an hour of your time, whether you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, you know, you're losing an hour because we need that hour to conduct business. So you know, when one or two people tie up an extra 10 minutes to vote because they don't want to extend time, that's not productive, and I wish people would be a little bit more concerned about that. Thank you.
Okay, Summer?
Yes, you know, to address this issue, you know, in terms of the agenda and how long the meetings go, we took exactly 45 minutes last PNB meeting to accomplish nothing while I ruled out of order substitute motions out of order, and they were ruled out of order. And so arguments over agenda items and minutes took up 45 minutes of meeting time without actually getting to a single agenda item on the last meeting. Obviously, I'm going to try and really ride that much harder because timekeeping isn't just about individuals speaking. Timekeeping is about agenda items, which means if there's 5 minutes to approve the agenda, people don't have to extend time to continue discussing the approval of an agenda. But we lost, like, close to an hour without ever getting to an item of business last time. Most of those motions got dumped on me on the, like, second-to-last day that right shortly before the 7-day deadline to put out the agenda, and all of them were out of order. So I have to say that part of that I would appreciate if members would also, you know, familiarize themselves with what's in order and out of order to try to put on an agenda. And when we actually get to the meeting, I suppose more discipline on the part of everyone that, you know, simply move through the items, which means, you know, if you can't continue arguing about the agenda for a solid half hour, if you don't extend time, the agenda is approved the way it is. So, I mean, I take some umbrage at that because I feel it's a complete time-wasting mechanism, and that's one of the things that adds the extra hour to the meeting. So, and, you know, as for the, you know, adding extra meetings, I mean, personally, I'm doing like 3-4 meetings a week at this point for Pacifica between locally and nationally. I think the 3-day meetings can be productive. They're not always as productive as they should be. But in reality, it should be an opportunity to get a whole bunch of stuff off our plates. And I don't know, you know, I mean, an all-day, I mean, I'm not, like, unilaterally opposed to an all-day Saturday session, if that's helpful to us, but I do think there's a limit to people's mental focus on a telephone call that goes on for longer than 3 or 4 hours. I think it's quite difficult to keep people really, you know, still and functional for that length. So
what are you suggesting, then?
Oh, I'm going to support the motion to rescind and okay, still go for 2 meetings for the rest of the year. It's fine if they're moved down a little, but I think that, you know, I think we need to schedule in a phone meeting for the month that we thought we were having an in-person meeting. And I'm perfectly willing to entertain what's necessary in terms of doing, like, a video or audio conference, but we have the costs associated with that. So it should only be done for a really lengthy period if it's going to be truly productive. And I have my doubts as to the productivity of them that conduct other goes on for, you know, like a full day. So, but in terms of the agenda, that's really what I want to comment on more is, you know, wasting close to an hour just arguing over the placement of items on the agenda is one of the tactics used throughout the network to prevent business from occurring. I'm going to do what I can as chair, obviously, to prevent that from occurring. But I also would like to become disciplined about not attempting to put things on the agenda in an inappropriate fashion. When the item comes up, substitute, you know, if you have a substitute. And if it's not a substitution, it's a whole other motion. Bring it up through committee. Bring it up, you know, follow proper processes because it'll make our meetings run more smoothly. And that's fairer to everyone involved in terms of getting productive stuff during the meeting accomplished. So I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. This is Bill. I'll put myself in a sec. I was thinking maybe we needed a time limit on agenda approval. I don't know. We can always extend it if we need to, but that's one thing we don't seem to have time limits on. I agree with, I forget who it was that said we should, maybe Teresa, that we should avoid extending time so much. If things really need a lot of discussion, maybe we need to send it back to committee more or form an ad hoc committee to discuss it. But if we just didn't vote to extend time so much, then that might help. I voted for the motion to have the meeting in June, and I might support Kathy's motion to rescind, although I am sensitive to the cost thing. I guess I'd like us to explore and think about cost of maybe an alternative. And if we did have an occasional monthly or every other month, say, all-day Saturday meeting by phone, I realize you can't do everything that you can do at an in-person meeting, but we could even have public comment. If we had it set up at each station, for example, then we'd only need one phone line from each station plus the affiliates. We need somebody, some tech staff probably at each station to operate the microphones and mute them when necessary. That might prevent some of the problems we have with extraneous noises. If people that are at the station, you know, people could still get up and move around and if the phone setup was on some speakers, and it's possible we could have a video projector and whoever the tech person could, if we wanted to look at some visual material, they could be emailed around to each station and they could be put up on a projector or a big screen monitor. That's just as a thought. Still doesn't give you everything but an in-person meeting, but it might save us some money and help us to get by till September if we decide to do that. So is there interest in looking into something like that a little bit more and coming up with a cost figures?
This is Teresa. May I say something?
Teresa, yeah. Okay.
If these telephone conferences are cost prohibitive, we should have someone investigate that, because at least 4 years ago, someone said, let's check into reducing the price of our telephone conferencing. And we do; these are toll-free numbers. At one point, to me, it was advantageous to have a toll-free number, but now I have free long distance, and I think almost everybody does. One advantage to the toll-free number is I can go to any pay phone and call and get into this telephone conference, and it doesn't cost me anything, but I don't think anybody's utilizing that. I think everybody that's on the national board has a mobile phone or free long distance. So I don't think we need the toll-free numbers anymore. Our CFO might want to poll the PNB, and if there's nobody that needs toll-free numbers for our conference calls, there are many services that provide free conference calling. Can we check that out?
Summer to the stack.
Okay. Well, LaVorne, did you
want to? LaVorne to the stack.
Yeah, let me let LaVorne answer that, since it was kind of directed at her first.
Yeah, thanks, Teresa, this was a project we've been trying to do forever. And actually, we do have that. We have at WBAI, the phone system allows us to do conference calls. So there's no additional charge if you have, we can ask each board member if they have a cell phone or have their long distance to pay for with their land phone. And we can do that because we have the service available to use. Yeah, I'd actually used it for some of the meetings that were not staff meetings, staff conference calls, but some of the other little calls that we have, like with the treasurers, and there was lots of static about, you know, having people use their own phone to make these calls in the middle of the day, because usually treasurer or business manager's calls are in the middle of the day. But just the point is that, yeah, we can ask, I think, each one of the board members if they have long distance in their calling plan. And we have the service available. It's Zoltus. We've used it in the past, and we use it for staff meetings because everyone is usually in the office, so you're using the office phones. So, yeah, we've done that.
Okay. Thank you. I might point out if we're talking about Saturday meeting, more people would probably have unlimited free long distance on their cell phones then too.
This so is Lydia.
Just say keep it plugged in to keep it charged up if it was long. Okay, Lydia.
Is someone else before me on the stack? Or?
Oh, actually, Summer, I think, was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Carolyn on the stack, please?
I just want to be on the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, Summer.
Thank you, Bill. I hate to be, like, you know, the odd person out. I mean, I'm glad to have a cell phone so that board members can get a hold of me, but frankly, I think they cause cancer. I think they're unhealthy. I think it's at everyone's personal risk to sit on them for hours on end. I know lots of people are doing that. I think they're hard to hear on. They're hard to talk on. It's really hard when a lot of people are on them on the same meeting. I find it difficult to hear people, and they often sound like they're in a wind tunnel. I call on a landline. I do not have free long distance. It was expressed as a problem by several of the people on the finance committee. So I realize we need to save money for the foundation. I don't know that asking everybody to get brain cancer for the foundation is really the solution, because I personally don't think it's a good idea. So I'm in favor of us looking into it. If there's a way to get maybe a hybrid thing, I don't know. You know, we should see how we can reduce the cost. We also should reduce the cost by not having unnecessary meetings and by trying to get as much accomplished in each meeting as possible. I mean, when we have redundant meetings because we don't have the information we need to work with and we're just meeting to spin our wheels and talk, as was the case much of last year, we're spending money to accomplish nothing, and that's something we should also look at in terms of, you know, how we move things forward. And if the information isn't made available in a timely fashion that we need to act on something in a meeting, then maybe we shouldn't be having the meeting just so we can talk about how we can't get anything done. So I think those are things we should also be looking at in terms of reducing the meeting cost time.
Okay. Lydia?
Yes, and I think that structurally we also need to take a look at some of the committees. For example, other than what is required in the bylaws, that we have formed other committees that may be more suitable to task force based on the lack of interest in populating those committees. And so if every time, in addition to the cost, is that we always have to have John or Otis or someone screening these things. And I assume that even if they're on salary or whatever, they still have to get comp time. So it's a large picture that we need to look at. But I was surprised, as, you know, Summer tried so hard to populate the committees when we were in Houston. And, you know, some committees, at least one that I know of, has still not met. So we might think about collapsing a couple of the committees and so forth. And if they're task force, we just put something in place mandating that they generate a full report if these are non-streamed meetings. And anyway, so I think that we just have to give all of it a little bit more thought.
Okay. Who hasn't spoke on this?
Carolyn, please.
Okay, Carolyn.
Yeah, the problem, as I understood it, was twofold. One was the inability to get a recording from some of the commercial and other alternatives to Ring 2, which we're using now. And that probably could be solved. We could figure out how to record those without costing a fortune. But we do need an official recording, and that's really important. The other important issue was that how would people be compensated if they were using their own cell phones and their own telephones for these meetings? And again, it's a logistical problem. It's a clerical issue. It shouldn't take hundreds of hours to figure out how to do it, but it's an extra burden on the staff, and I don't know that they really need that right now. So it may be six of one, half dozen of the other, and a non-situation. Maybe we need somebody to do an analysis.
Okay.
Give us something in writing before we...
You're fading out. Was that...
Oh, no, I just meant to say that maybe someone should do a cost-effective analysis before we waste any more time on the issue.
Okay, well, I didn't put a time limit on this. We kind of need to do, there are some other things on the agenda, but anybody that hasn't spoken yet want to comment?
I meant time in our lives, Bill, not just on the meeting.
Well, I know, but we do have other things for this meeting, too, and it doesn't look like we're deciding anything, but other than maybe what you just suggested, we could look into cost.
Yeah,
Arlene?
Yeah, I have, Lydia and I talked about this earlier today, and so I have sent a request, you know, to the finance staff to try to get together the costs of these calls for us, both in terms of, you know, PNB board meetings, committee meetings, other times when we use the conference line, and then the basic costs, like how much does it cost us, you know, is there a per-call charge, or is it a per-caller, or per-minute, or what? How are we charged? It does have to go in line about fourth in terms of priorities for what's happening with the finance staff right now, because we have some very important issues, a couple of them ongoing, and then some legal things that are happening very rapidly, and so those have to take top priority ahead of anything like this.
Okay. Let me just comment. I did talk to John just real briefly right before the meeting again. He wasn't sure, but he thought, you know, we get charged maybe like 4 or 5 cents a minute per person on the call. And I just think about again, if I don't know what it is, or maybe there's an additional flat fee. But if we had people at the stations, though, it minimizes the number of lines that are used. So that would drastically drop the. If we had, say, an all-day meeting or a half-a-day meeting even, the question is whether we want to do that. And that also addresses Summer's concern. And I think most of us don't want to sit there with a phone on our ear for a really long time either. And it would also take care of some of the problem we have as much extraneous noise because people aren't muting themselves. But that's just something to think about. I'll write up a little summary, too, maybe, and maybe just a little more details and just something to think about. But I'm still wondering if maybe we should be going back to the in-person meeting, too. It might be the most cost-effective thing.
Bill?
LaVarne,
on
the set.
Was that Kimberly?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know I've been on the call, but y'all were ahead of stack, so I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay, well, go ahead, Kimberly. Yeah, we're about, I think we're finished with this.
I definitely concur with Summer on the cell phone issue. I'm not really a cell phone user. I didn't get a cell phone until last year. Somebody gave me a cell phone because they were worried about me being in New York for a PNB meeting, so they wanted to make sure they'd be in touch with me. So I went on and took a cell phone on. I don't have Bluetooth, so this cell phone goes up against my ear, and I'm very, very limited to the time that I use on it. I'm not really for the cell phone usage and to have anybody dictate what kind of phone usage we should use for a meeting is absurd to me. I think we should be able to use whatever devices that we have for the meetings. And with the meetings being taken care in a fashion that, and it's very unfortunate that we can't eliminate folks that try to take the meetings off course by a main channel or something. If the chair had all the numbers and she could just mute them herself, but that's impossible. Very unfortunate because sometimes our meetings do get derailed way offline. You know, we'd be on one track and we'd be on 4 or 5 different tracks, and that can be very frustrating even if we're in person. Sometimes we can go off the deep end, and then we have to pull ourselves back in with our own life raft. So with that being said, I just hopefully that all future meetings, whether telephone or in person, are strictly to what's on the agenda. And again, I've been on the board for almost a year now, since last year. Well, going on 2 years now. And just like Summer said, last year it just was all over the place. And I, you know, sometimes you'd be on the meetings just trying to figure out what are you on the meetings for. So with that being said, I'm on board. I'm going to be on mute, but I am here.
Okay. Thanks, Kimberly. Who else wanted to speak before Kimberly?
LaVarne.
Okay.
We get the billing from Ring 2. So we can just look at, I was trying to find, that was a major payable, not a major, it was one of the payables, but I think we might be current with that. But, yeah, we just have a Ring 2, so
We'll put that on the list, Arlene, to look at that and just do a summary over the last, year or so in terms of what the costs are.
Okay.
But there are a number of different meetings, so it will require more analysis, but just a total bill, we can get that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well,
Teresa,
can we move on to the next agenda item?
Well, this is Teresa. Could I say
something?
Okay,
Teresa.
The item is, what we're discussing is the alternative to in-person PNB meetings. And
right.
Rather than just rescind, it appears that we really have not explored alternatives to an in-person meeting. I would like to schedule a four-hour Saturday meeting in May and a four-hour Saturday meeting in June with specific items on the agenda to see if that can make our meetings more productive. So that's my motion. A four-hour extra meeting in May and an extra four-hour extra meeting in June as an alternative to an in-person meeting.
Does this as a special meeting like we our regular telephone meetings?
Yes.
Okay.
The
sounds like a motion,
telephone
then.
Meeting. Yes, it is a motion.
Okay. Any discussion on this motion?
Does she have a second?
Don't need one in a committee.
Oh, okay.
I'd like Lydia to weigh in.
Oh, I have to get unmuted. I support the concept. When I was previously on the board, we did take advantage of part of our weekend on occasion to have what were lengthy meetings, but at least we were able to catch up, especially with old business, because as Nia pointed out, a lot of things get pushed back to the back burner. And I think that, I know for me, I'm not like right now, rushing home from work or whatever. I was able to be better prepared, have all my notes there. I would volunteer to be secretary for one of those meetings because then I'm here and I have my computer and so on and so forth. So I would support the motion.
Summer to the staff.
Here, Bill.
Okay, Summer and then Nia.
Well, as everyone can guess, I'm opposed to this. We have two meetings a month scheduled now. If we didn't have an hour wasted jacking up the agenda and the minutes, we would get an hour's more work done. I'm a single mother, and I put in virtually a full-time work week on this board, and I'm really not keen on destroying yet more of my family life by doing this stuff on the weekends, and I don't think it's any more productive to have a four-hour meeting in the middle of a Saturday than it is to have a three-hour meeting at night. We have two of those per month scheduled. So I think getting through the business at each of the meetings, I don't necessarily think those extra meetings are, again, a substitute for an in-person meeting. I'm opposed to it. So.
Okay, Neil?
Thank you, Bill. Well, as you can recall, I had suggested that when we talked about the East Coasters staying on the phone so late to have a meeting on Saturday, and some people changed their minds. So some people were opposed to it. So now I'm happy to hear that Teresa has brought it back to say that a four-hour meeting on a Saturday, I am definitely for that. And we picked a time. Pardon?
I don't know what that was. Go ahead.
Yes.
Somebody might need to mute if you got some background noise.
We'll just pick two series. This is not an ongoing thing. We're all making sacrifices, believe you me. So during the week and on the weekends. And when we signed up for this, we knew what we were in for. So I fully complete Teresa's motion.
Okay. Any other discussion on it?
This is Teresa. I would like to, again, motivate, if I could.
Okay, and do you have a specific date also in mind?
I don't have specific dates. I would actually, I would let Summer suggest those dates. And I would like to remind people that when you think about, well, this is going to disturb my personal life, that if it's in lieu of an in-person meeting, that, I mean, like, I know for June that, like, I have a family reunion every year in June. We have Father's Day. We have Gay Pride Parade. We have, and I have a major meeting of my church that's that I want to attend that's in North Carolina. I can think of things to do on every weekend. So there's going to be, if we had an in-person meeting, there would be a major conflict. It would affect my family life. And so as in the context of this being an alternative to me getting on a plane and flying somewhere, you know, trying to catch mass transit or take a taxi and going somewhere and check into a hotel and all of the, you know, all of those challenges to an in-person meeting, I think that if we did a little bit of planning, we could still be productive and still actually have productive and happy family life at the same time.
Okay. Any other discussion on this motion? We're talking about Teresa's motion.
Carolyn?
Okay,
yeah.
Carolyn.
Teresa's absolutely right, and I think the major problem here is that these meetings need to be planned a year or so in advance. I mean, I plan my teaching schedule around the
year. Excuse me, somebody really needs to mute their phone. I hear a lot of background noise. Pound one, please.
So I think it's really important that we perhaps not make such a precipitous, I wasn't on the call when this motion was made, I'm kind of distressed about it, but I think that maybe we need to think about 2012 rather than changing the schedule this year and perhaps calling a special meeting to rescind this change in the dates for which some of us have planned significant events, as Teresa points out. A lot of us do long-range planning. We don't really have time for last-minute changes like this. And 6 months is really last-minute. Thank you.
Okay, but you don't have an amendment. You're just speaking in favor of the motion.
Well, yeah, all right. Let me propose an amendment that we call a special P&V meeting to rescind this motion for 2011 and reconsider the question of in-person meetings going forward.
Okay, reconsider.
I'm sorry, yeah, could she reiterate?
To rescind the motion for rescheduling in-person meetings for 2011.
Okay. You're talking about what Kathy was talking about proposing?
Well, she proposed it in advance because it only needed, for the P&B, I believe it would need a majority vote. My motion will need a two-thirds vote, but I have a feeling that there's enough discontent that it's worth investigating at least.
Okay, so this is a substitute motion for Teresa's motion? Or is this totally separate motion?
What was Teresa's motion again?
Teresa's motion is to schedule a four-hour Saturday meeting, one in May and one in June.
Yes, it's a substitute motion.
So it's a substitute? Okay.
Can I please hear the substitute again, Bill?
Yeah, could you repeat that for us, Carolyn?
Somebody made a motion to have a special P&B meeting to rescind the motion a motion to reschedule the in-person meeting as proposed by the bylaws.
Okay, your motion is to have a special P&B meeting to rescind the motion about not having an in-person meeting until September?
Yes. Now, I'm questioning whether can we do that on the phone since the original meeting was the original motion done on the phone, or was it in person?
You're talking
the
original.
It was done on the phone.
On the phone. It was last meeting.
It was a okay, good. That'll do. That's fine. Thank you.
Good point of information, Nia.
Okay.
Good point of information.
Okay. Yeah.
Why do we need a special meeting when Kathy gave way more than 7 days notice to have this on the 25th? I'm just confused.
I'm sorry?
I don't know. Did you want to address that, Carolyn?
I didn't understand.
Why have a special meeting for this?
Why do we need a special meeting when Kathy gave more than 7 days notice to have it on the agenda for the 25th?
27th.
Yeah. Does anybody have an answer for that?
Whatever date that is, yeah.
Carolyn or anyone?
Well, no, I think that's sufficient notice in order to reschedule an in-person meeting.
Noise going on.
Then I will rescind rescind my motion or whatever one has to do to take it off the table.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense. We don't have time.
Okay. So you're withdrawing your motion?
Meetings. Only if do people agree that, that there will be enough time after the 7th to schedule a... yeah, there should be enough.
Summer to the stack?
Okay. So you're withdrawing your motion. Okay. So,
Summer.
But we still have Teresa's motion on the table. So, Summer?
Yeah, that's why I brought up right at the beginning of the call that Kathy had noticed a motion to rescind. And
right.
So that's something we have to, when we get to the portion of crafting our agenda for this evening, that needs to be put on the agenda. So I think that, I'm not sure in terms of protocol, it doesn't seem out of order for Teresa to put forward a motion here, but, you know, that's something that'll get put on the agenda if it passes or won't if it doesn't, and will be a separate issue, I think, than the motion to rescind. But, you know, it's a bit complicated since we already have noticed that someone's going to move to rescind the decision to have only one meeting. So that may make this addition of two Saturday meetings a moot point, depending on how that vote goes. So we may just have, like, as it were, two competing motions on the agenda, depending on how this goes right now. So.
Okay.
This is
well,
Teresa. I'd like to respond.
I mean, it's okay if the committee wants to make, you know, forward this motion to be put. In that case, it would come up during the coordinating committee report. So, can we go ahead and vote on Teresa's motion? Because it's getting late. Could you repeat that for us, Carolyn? Did you get the wording of? I mean, Summer.
Yeah, I was writing it down. I have to. Motion by Alan to schedule a special Saturday four-hour meeting in May and June in addition to the regularly scheduled meetings for those months to make up for the canceled in-person meeting. Is that the gist of it, Teresa?
Yes, that is.
Okay, thank you.
You're a good secretary,
okay.
Summer.
Okay, well,
you.
I assume there are objections, so I'll call the roll. Let's see if Summer.
You want me to call the roll?
Oh, yeah, if you have the names. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Lydia Brazone.
Yes.
Okay, I'm next on the list there. No. Afia Wangaza.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Nia Beriaco.
Yes.
Okay, half a second. I need to be taking notes while I'm doing it. I see. It is hard to take notes and call the roll, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. okay.
But you have a chart there. You know,
yeah, well, I don't have a chart, so just hang on. As I go down, I will put N's and Y's. Just one second, please. So just give me a second. It'll take me a second longer to finish calling this. Okay. all right. Tracy Rosenberg, did she ever join us? Okay. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Okay. Kimmery Orendoff?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Arlene?
Abstain.
Okay, LaVarne? LaVarne, can you hear me? You're on mute.
Abstain.
Okay. Abstain, okay. And Bill?
Yes.
Okay, and did I miss calling anybody? Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses. 1, 2, 3, hold on. 1, 2, 3. Is that 3 no's? Is that it on no's?
Yes.
Okay, 3 no's. And we have 3 abstentions. So I would say the yeses have it by one vote. Does that jive with what everybody else just heard?
Yes, what I got.
Okay.
Okay.
So it passes 4-3-3.
Okay, and we'll be looking forward to additional information, and I'll write up a little summary of my ideas, too.
Okay, so
the information on what the costs are for the Ring 2.
And I'm not taking roll calls, just so everybody knows, unless somebody asks for it. I'm just doing, you know, yes, no, abstention, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Next agenda item, develop a PNB agenda for the next April 27th PNB meeting. So...
Sure. You want me to lead off
okay,
on that?
Okay, and then I guess everybody can refer to the agenda from the last meeting that Carolyn sent to us.
Yeah, and...
as a start.
May I be recognized?
Oh, sure. Go ahead, number.
Okay, thank you. sorry. Is that Nia? Okay. Half a second. Let me get back to it there. Okay. obviously, let's see. We get there, and the several things are off the agenda automatically because we already handled them, which would be from the coordinating committee, the motion regarding PNB monthly meetings. That passed. The motion regarding the backup meetings passed. The motion regarding the next regularly scheduled in-person meeting did not pass, and Lydia's motion passed instead to have only one. So those three things are off the agenda. And we have the motion to rescind, and now we have Teresa's motion, and then we have all of those committee reports and the much-awaited for affiliates task force motion. So I guess what my question is and I don't know this. I was trying to look it up on Roberts right now in terms of the motion to rescind where it goes in terms of order in there, but I would like to see us get to the task force issues on this next meeting if possible. So I would like to figure out where we're going to put the, if we should put the motion to rescind, and Teresa's motion at the top there is coming out of, you know, having to deal still with coordinating, or if they should be going after the affiliates issues. And we have all these committee reports. Some committees have met and some have not, obviously.
I assume we'll have need time for executive session?
Of course. But one agenda at a time. I think we should probably deal with the open session agenda and then go to the closed session.
Okay.
Anybody? So I'm just throwing those out there as observations for some feedback from the group. I mean, I'm kind of of the opinion that the motion to rescind should go up at the top, and so should Teresa's motion, only because they're dealing with the coordination of meeting, and we have to get those issues settled since, you know, if they're going to change again at all, we need to know that. So my inclination is to put those two, you know, back up at the top there, but I also want to see to it that we get to the other things that have been languishing for such a long time. So.
Before committee reports you're talking about?
Well, you know, the committee reports, it would be good to hear from all the committees. I think these coordinating issues having to do with scheduling have to be settled out as quickly as possible. So, you know, if we stuck to our time and simply voted on the motion to rescind and voted on the motion and didn't have a say about it, we should be able to get through those and still be able to get through committee reports and get to the affiliates task force issues.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Yes, I wonder if we can send out an email and ask that the committees send a written report before next week, and unless there are motions that need to be voted on, the other information we are all capable of reading them.
Hmm, and I think that's a capital idea. Would you like me to go ahead and take the lead on that as chair, and go ahead and send to each of the committee conveners or chairs, ask them to please submit their report, 2 days prior, if they could, to the meeting, and they'll only be up on the agenda if there's a motion coming out of their committee?
That would be, well, I don't know if we have to formulate a motion to that effect or if you just want to take it on, I would certainly support.
Yeah, I don't think it requires a motion unless we need to task people with this. I mean, some of it's going to depend on people's cooperation, whether they submit a written report or not, but probably several of the committees don't have motions to present necessarily. So do you want me to take it as a task or do you want it to be a motion? Bill?
Well, yeah, I don't think you need a motion if you're going to do it.
Yes.
That's fine. But please make sure you ask the committee chairs to be sure to point out any motions.
I'll send it out to them tonight and ask people if they have motions to go ahead and send them to me tomorrow, just to go ahead and so we can get them into the agenda if there's any.
Because that will give us an idea of how much time will be required in the agenda, too.
Yeah, okay. Good, good, good. I'll do that tonight.
Okay. Teresa on the stack.
Okay, Teresa?
Could I make... Where are you asking that the affiliates resolution or motion be put on the agenda? Is it before or after the rescinding?
Well, that's kind of what I'm asking, the group's thoughts on that. And I'm sure Roberts has something to say about motions to rescind in terms of where they go, but I haven't found it yet.
I would like the motion, because it came out unanimously from the task force and it was it's been on the agenda since December, I would like it to come up first.
So put the affiliates task force first, and then it would be a whole part of
that. EFIA stack.
Okay. I just want to clarify from Teresa. Is that what you were suggesting, Teresa?
Yes.
And do you mean first before committee reports, or?
No, I was just asking, did Teresa mean to put it as the first committee report and that it would be part of the...
Yes.
Of that one?
I would
okay.
like it to be first committee report.
Okay. Afia?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. What does that mean in terms of the order, the order that that Summer was proposing?
It's probably like opposite. It would be putting the rescission, I mean, we could make, if it would be the first of the committee reports, and then, and I'm trying to determine whether if there's a specific rule on motions to rescind that say where they go in your agenda, but somehow I haven't found anything that helpful. It would be right after the CFO and ED and chair's reports, and it would be the first of the committee reports, and the motion to rescind would be coming after that, I would imagine, and so would the motion from today regarding the Saturday meetings.
I support your analysis and urge support of that because it is so fundamental as to what the direction we'll take from this point forward will be. I think just establishing priorities and doing first things first, it makes more sense to proceed in the fashion that Summer has described.